All right, welcome back to another episode of the Power Sports and Rebellion Show. I'm your host, Matt Powers. Thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to visit the website, powersportsandrebellion.com. Also, give me a follow over there on Instagram, at Powers Autographs. A couple you may have noticed, last week, you couldn't find me on Instagram for a while. The fact that one guy messaged me, he goes, "Why'd you block me on Instagram?" I was like, "I didn't block you on Instagram. Who are you, first off?" But I was like, "Oh, I'm just not even on Instagram right now. Nobody can find me." So you may be wondering like what happened, and I'm gonna kind of go through the story today, and then teach you kind of what I did to fix the situation. So if you run into this issue at some point, which you might, you will know how to fix the problem. So it was Monday, and I was listing some autograph signings, and I had seen this pop up before. I really didn't think anything of it, so it's probably my fault. But I would post a picture of the athlete's rookie card, and Instagram would have something pop up that says, "Hey, you're violating our community guidelines." I'm like, "Violating community guidelines? How? I'm just posting a picture of what we have of a card." And it didn't really dawn anything on me. They gave me this error message probably like four or five times, and there's a little button on there that says, "Hey, you think we made a mistake? You know, let us know and we can look into it." So I would click that, and I really didn't think anything of it. So I was posting, I think it was Keenan Allen signing. So like not really a big signing. And as soon as I posted it, like it got taken down or something like that, which, I mean, that's not unusual. And then I got an email like literally like with 15, 20 seconds from there saying, "Hey, your Instagram account is now deactivated. Learn how you can kind of get it back." I was like, "Deactivated? What the heck?" So I went back to log in to go to Instagram, and it said, "Your account's disabled. You got to file this appeal and all this kind of stuff." I'm like, "What the hell is all this stuff?" So, you know, in our business, it's really been bad, I think, in 2023, that a lot of the platforms out there and social media companies now are starting, their AI is kind of going crazy, and they're starting to flag a lot of stuff that doesn't need to be flagged. So we sell obviously sports autographs and sports cards, and a lot of that stuff is IP related. So it's intellectual property, right? So we post a picture of a Nike signed jersey that the jersey was purchased from Fanatics, for example. So it's a licensed jersey. We post it for sale, and all of a sudden, you know, a platform will come out and say, "Hey, you can't sell Nike stuff, or you can't sell this player's name." I've had that happen a couple times this year where someone will say, "Hey, you can't use Kobe Bryant's name to sell this product." I'm like, "Well, how are they going to find the sports card if I can't use the player's name?" But so I've had to fight those this year. It's been a really wild year IP related. And so I think that's what happened with these types of posts is Instagram's algorithm is just kind of picking up the stuff and flagging it because they take it down like immediately. So it's not a human being on the other end. And so I got that message from them. And of course, I'm trying to figure out what the heck's going on here. How long is it going to be down for? Am I going to get my account back? All this kind of stuff. And of course, all these, you know, crazy scenarios are running through your head. So, so if this ever happens to you, here's what I did to kind of get the account back. So first off, don't panic. Instagram is very, very slow. They may not even reply back to you at all. Okay. All you'll do is you'll get an email saying, "Hey, your account's back. Sorry for the issues." So don't expect a response from them at all. The main thing you have to do is go through that appeal process. Now, the biggest tip that I can give you is only do the appeal process once. You'll see a bunch of stuff online that'll say, "File it every day, five times a day," and don't do that, because all that does is just bog down the system and slows down their appeals process with you. So my suggestion would be just to fill out the appeal process thing one time, and then there's another process that you can fill out where it says, "Hey, my account was deactivated by accident." And basically you fill out some information there as far as like your phone number, why you think it was deactivated, all this kind of stuff. So it's just it's a simple appeals process that you can go through to do that. But just do it once, and I would just sit and wait, probably at least a week. Now, I did have maybe a little bit of an advantage because I do have a Facebook business page. And if you have a Facebook business page and you run Facebook ads, you basically get an ads manager. And of course, Facebook owns Instagram. And so I was actually able to reach out to them and kind of see where we were in the appeal process. And it was like on Saturday, I was thinking, or Saturday or Monday, one of the 2 days, where they said, hey, we're almost done. It's like 70% done of the appeals process. I was like, okay, cool. Well, they're moving along. At least I know something. So that would be another thing. It's just don't expect to hear back from Instagram at all. I mean, I think I looked it up. They only have like, I think a couple hundred full-time employees, maybe 500-600. So I don't know how many people they have doing the appeal process, but not many. So just be very, very patient with it. I was able to finally get the account back Monday afternoon. So we were down for about 7.5 days. So just kind of give you kind of a time frame there. So now, of course, if you're posting a bunch of stuff that goes against their quote-unquote community guidelines, the appeals process might be longer for you if you're, you know, I don't know. But if you're violating the rules knowingly, yeah, it may take a little while. So they have those algorithms that just pick stuff up, and it really, really kind of, and I know why they do it, but it's just kind of, it sucks when you're posting stuff that's your own stuff that they end up taking down. So so that's the story of the Instagram. That's why we weren't down for a while. And it honestly, it was really, really quiet that week. Usually I Instagram makes it really easy to send people messages, whereas I think on Facebook, I think it's a little more difficult. I think it's a little harder to find the button. I don't really know. I'm not on Facebook that much, but so it was really quiet. It was actually kind of nice. Like, I didn't have all the usual questions that we get about pens and all this and that. When's this going to ship? And people had to, if people really wanted to ask me a question, they had to like find another method. So it was actually a legit question that we had to answer at some point, you know. So they had to email me or call me or find me on Facebook. So it was kind of nice. But then towards the end of the week, I was like, it's kind of boring now. Nobody's really messaging, and it's not as fun as when the week first started. So it's good to be back on there. It's definitely the platform I most prefer is Instagram. It's just the easiest one to use. Only thing that sucks about it is you can't really put links in your posts that are actual clickable links. So that's the big downfall of Instagram. But I like its easiness of use, and Facebook is just a little archaic for me. Not a big fan. So hopefully you don't ever get banned on Instagram. It was a kind of a cool story I got to tell my daughter, you know, that, hey, I got banned on Instagram. Check this out. She's like, what? You got banned? How? What'd you do? So it was actually kind of fun and stressful and all at the same time, but it all worked out at the end. So anyway, that's the story of how the Instagram account got banned for 1 week. I was thinking about taking the printout that they of the email they sent me with the account reactivated, and I was gonna print those off and then like sign them and like give them away. So my wife says, no, you can't do that. So I was like, well, fine, whatever. But I thought that would be kind of a fun little giveaway. But anyway, thanks again for listening. Hopefully this helps you guys out if you do kind of get in this little situation. But yes, we are back on Instagram @PowersAutographs. I will see you guys on the next episode.